Okay. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to welcome you, and I thank you for your trust in electing me again as the chair rapporteur of the open-ended working intergovernmental working group, Pass 1 to Human Rights Council resolutions 15/26, 22/33, and 28/7. As you are aware, the sixth session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on Private Military and Security Companies will primarily focus on responding to the mandate given to us by the Human Rights Council. I trust that at the end of this session, the IGWG will come up with a set of conclusions and recommendations which should address the question regarding the possibility of elaborating an international regulatory framework on the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of the activities of private military and security companies. I would therefore like to request all delegations to focus their interventions on this question. In this context, I would like to extend my sincere thanks to the regional coordinators who engaged with me extensively during the preparatory stage of the sixth session and provided substantive inputs and contributions in order to develop the draft program of work. The informal consultations with member states held on the 15th of May 2017 were another useful opportunity to engage with delegations directly, which contributed, somewhat towards narrowing any gaps on the differences in a number of outstanding issues related to PMSCs. In order to facilitate the discussion during the session, the Secretariat has shared with you a document compiling recommendations from the five previous sessions, copies of which are available in the room, and a discussion document containing main elements of the regulatory framework to the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of the activities of private military and security companies, copies of which are also available in the room. The issues that we're dealing with this week are complex and multifaceted, but I hope, nonetheless, that we will achieve significant progress. Human rights abuses perpetrated by PMSCs need to be addressed. Also, there's a need to ensure effective remedies to victims. I like the way in which we've thus far proceeded on the understanding that we're not challenging here the right of business to do business. This is not a vindictive approach that just emerged to punish business, the business sector for no good reason at all. If anything, from the last session, my understanding from the private sector was that they too need certainty. They need to know what the rules of the game are in their ambit of operation. The previous sessions discussed a range of issues around these topics, as well as the processes, instruments, and regulatory frameworks available at national and international levels to address the abuses and provide remedies to victims. The discussions in the past five sessions have also provided an overview of the gaps and areas where more efforts are required by the international community. In view of this background, the draft program of work developed for the six sessions consists of reflections on previous sessions, including areas of convergence, mapping of processes and initiatives, as well as reflections on challenges and areas where additional efforts are needed. Let me clarify. We will be mapping areas where additional efforts are required as opposed to scoping the whole area, because we've done that comprehensive scoping, as it were, in the last 6 years. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we shall proceed with drafting conclusions and recommendations by the IGWG to the Human Rights Council. I thank you all for your continued active engagement in this process and look forward to a fruitful discussion for the next 3 days. Having said that, colleagues, then, let me move to the consideration of agenda item 3, the adoption of the agenda and program of work. I call your attention to document A/HRC/WG.10/6/1, which contains the provisional agenda together with the program of work for the present session. The program of work with a timetable has been available on the OHCHR website for the last week and has also been circulated in this room. The draft timetable shows the order and distribution of meeting time for each agenda item of its program of work for this session. Does any delegation wish to take the floor with regard to the provisional agenda and or the draft program of work? I see no requests. And if there are no further comments, I therefore declare the agenda of the program of work for this working group as having been adopted. We will now proceed to agenda item 4. We will now start considering agenda item 4, reflection on previous sessions of the IGWG. This will include reflection on the work of the IGWG since 2011, including areas where the IGWG has reached consensus, mapping of processes, mechanisms, legislation, and initiatives, and reflection on the challenges and areas where additional efforts are needed. The floor is now open for statements and intervention on this. Delegations will speak in their... The floor is open. I invite delegations to express their views on how far we've come. South Africa.